Hi, Daily Shine listeners. If you're feeling burned out at work, you are so not alone. In fact, surveys show 52% of employees struggling with burnout at work right now. Support yourself and your team by bringing Shine at Work to your workplace, school, or organization. Rooted in cultural competency and backed by science, Shine at Work is an employee well-being program with daily preventative support based on Shine's award-winning app. Shine at Work gives your team monthly virtual workshops, customized care resources, and daily personalized support to help employees feel seen and supported. Head to theshineapp.com/work to learn more about how to bring Shine at Work to your workplace or school as a mental wellness benefit. This month, if you refer your HR team, we'll give you a free year of Shine Premium as a thank you. You'll get access to 1,000 meditations, weekly expert-led self-care courses, and monthly community workshops, including this month's course and workshop on resilience. Refer your HR team at theshineapp.com/work today. That's theshineapp.com/WORK. Welcome to Your Daily Shine, the podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. This is your space to connect with yourself, your growth, and what you need to shine today. Joy here. If you've ever thought to yourself, "I'll be happy when I accomplish blank," you're not alone. It's human to think our happiness is rooted in future goals, that happiness is something we arrive to at some point. I remember when I used to see my career as an A to B line. I thought I'd be so happy when I finally got a certain dream role, sitting in a specific office. Once I made it there, I experienced that static, happy feeling, but it didn't last. Arriving at my dream wasn't a single action. Researchers call this experience the arrival fallacy. It's the belief that once we get to a certain point, we'll reach lasting happiness. Because the truth is, happiness is much more than reaching a specific destination. It's made up of so many smaller things that you have with you right now. The small moments in your day that light you up or bring you gratitude or connection. In today's exercise, we're going to be focusing on the happiness we can cultivate in the present moment instead of in the future. Let's begin. Settle into a comfortable position. And gently close your eyes or soften your gaze. Take a deep breath in and out. Another breath, longer this time. In and out. Stretch your spine so it's nice and tall, so you're elongated through your crown. If your feet are on the floor, make them flat so they make full contact with the earth. One more deep breath here, in and out. Take a moment to think about a goal you have for yourself. Where are you in your journey to achieve it? Maybe you're getting the courage to start, or you're midway through. Now ask yourself, how is this goal driving your happiness? Are you finding joy in the process of stretching yourself to achieve it, and all those little moments along the way? Or are you saving your joy for when you finish the goal? Are you leading with, I'll be happy when... If your happiness is rooted in crossing that finish line, remember to show yourself compassion. It's okay if reaching that achievement will make you happy, but we want to make sure you can find happiness in the here and now, too. Take a moment to remind yourself of what's bringing you joy on the journey. What makes you happy right now? What lights you up? If this felt tough to do, don't worry. It takes practice to break out of the arrival fallacy. But you deserve to find happiness, both in reaching your goals and each day along the way. Repeat today's affirmation after me, either out loud or in your head. I deserve to enjoy where I am at today. I deserve to enjoy where I am at today. If they're closed, open your eyes. You've already arrived, and happiness is yours to create today. You got it.